Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach. I knew that I was speaking at Torah Way, which is an incredible privilege that I have when I'm in London. And the last time that I was zoche to be here before Shavuos, we also got to learn a little bit together. And I noticed a flyer that there was an extra special something happening to commemorate 20 years of Torah Way. And I was so excited, and I wanted to see Gevalt, who's this amazing speaker that they're going to have speaking at this event. And I thought it was a mistake. I see my name. I said, wow, somebody else has the same name as me. It's so humbling. I had to double check to make sure. Are you sure? It's such a schus. It's such a schus to be able to speak here all the time and to be able to speak anywhere and to learn Torah with Yidden. But to stand in such a maimed, what an incredible Gilui Kvod Shamayim it is that Yidden for 20 years have been sitting every morning after davening to start their day with Limud HaTorah, with connecting to that which guides us, Hayra'a, which gives us a sense of clarity, a sense of mission, so that we have a direction to walk in the rest of our day. Be'ezras Hashem, 20 years is just the beginning. Should all live long and happy and see at least another 20 years, double, and so on and so forth. Bila mavas lanatzach, we should live forever, and we'll have Torah Way for all eternity. But Be'ezras Hashem, in the schus of these chaf years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should lift us from the kaf chayva to the chaf zechus, Be'ezras Hashem. The whole Manchester, chaf zechus, for 20 years of Limud HaTorah in the morning. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, I want to learn a little bit with you, mamish pashit, tmimus upshitas. Coming to the Aseres HaMitshuvah, we can't do anything fancy. Simple, back to basics. Let's learn inside a few teachings to help us prepare for Rosh Hashanah Be'ezras Hashem. In connection with the parsha that we're still under the influence of Nitzavim Vayelech. We start from the Helig Abbas Ayin, the Tzaddik from Tzvas. And he teaches in his Sefer the following. If you have the source sheets, please follow along if you have them. We have the source sheets circulating. And the Tzaddik says, Oyedav Shalaramis Bazeh. Dini ikara avdus hulishkal called davar v'davar mishloisha b'chinas machshava dibro maisa. What does it mean to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does it mean to be in this world with the awareness that there's more to life than what meets the eye? What is that? It means lishkal. Kol davar v'davar. Not to jump to act, not to jump to speak, or even to think, but to be shoykel first, to calculate, to pause. That a person needs to be mizboinin, to contemplate within one's mind before one speaks, before one acts, before one even thinks. Is this aligned with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's vision for having created the world? Is this going to contribute to the blossoming of the revelation of divinity in the world, which is exactly why Hashem created the world, which we'll get to? If this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, then it's time to do this maisa, or to speak in this way, or to think in this way. This is a big cloud. That all of us are going to act, and all of us are going to think, and Be'ezras Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the health to be able to speak and to function in a healthy way. But to be a Yid, to be an Oved Hashem, means that there has to be an element of pausing before we carry on doing all the things that a human being does. To pause. That's the secret of Avodas Hashem. After a person has first stopped for long enough to think in his mind, there's Hashem in the world. I'm here for a reason. My whole life is for Him. As Yachalasis for the Dabrik, if he Mashiyirtzik, Kamaimra Kosov, Achare Hashem Alekechem Teilechu. So he sees this reflected in a pasuk, which Chazal darshan a little bit differently. But the pasuk tells us in Parashas Re'eh, we should walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say Chazal, what does it mean to walk after HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hidabek b'midoiso. Mahu Racham, Avata Racham, Mahu Chanan, and so on and so forth, to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. Says the Bas Ayin, a whole different taich. He says, what does it mean? Achare Hashem Alekechem Teilechu. He says, Teilechu, live, accomplish, go through life. Experience the full spectrum of what it means to be a human being. B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. But do so, Achare Hashem Alekechem. After first grounding yourself and myself in the awareness that I'm an Eved of Kutcha Berichu. Then, Achare Hashem Alekechem, then you can go. Then you can act. Then you can speak. Then you can think. Teilechu. But to ground ourselves, to anchor ourselves in that mitzvus, in that reality. We should do whatever we're going to do, only after grounding ourselves first in the fact that Hashem Alekechem, Hainu Shemikoidem, Talu Amachshav Techem, Es HaBoyre Baruch Hu, V'yachakach, Teilechu V'tasu Dvarim Hatzrichim Lechem. V'ini Isu B'Zayar Kaddish is brought in the Heilige Zayar. There are different Ramazim to this in different places as well, Tana D'Vedayahu, other places. Al Pasik, the Pasik in Iyoy V'im Hayoyim, V'ayihi Hayoyim, V'ayavigam Asatan B'soichem, L'hisiyat Sev Al Hashem. Reference is made to a particular day where the Satan comes down. Lehis Yatsev al Hashem, says the Zohar Kaddish. What's this a reference to? When it says Hayoim, it's a Rosh Hashanah. It's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yoim chagenu. Yoim is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. It is the day. Yoim ha'arichtim. Lehis Yatsev al Hashem. What does that mean? Lehis Yatsev al Hashem, says the Zohar Kaddish, al Yakra de Hashem. Why does the Satan come down? What's the din about? Man hu d'loi chayish liyakra delay. There's an analysis that's made upon all of us to decipher how connected are we to this realization of Hashem Alekechem. Who's the person, Chas V'Shalom, who's not aware, who doesn't care, it's not his concern, liyakra delay, to the covet of Hashem, which means the presence of Hashem. Which means the awareness that all of life is lived within the womb, so to speak, of Elokus. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's energy, just like that of the mother, that comes through the umbilical cord to the infant that's growing within her, the mother fills and surrounds the baby. And the same thing is true, says the Ari HaKadosh, without getting into the whole depth of it now. This is mamish the way that it is. As we exist as autonomous beings in Olam HaZeh, we are surrounded by Elokus, and we are filled with Elokus. Now, I'm talking mamish now, not theoretics. Right now, we're living in the womb, kivyachol, of the Ein Sof. A person is acting without this awareness. Once we know that the word Hayoyim is a code word for Rosh Hashanah, let's revisit the pasuk. Atem nitzavim Hayoyim, he says. Atem nitzavim Hayoyim means that we stand Hayoyim on Rosh Hashanah. Hainusha Hayoyim Rosh Hashanah. Atem nitzavim kulchem. Why do we stand on Rosh Hashanah? Who stands up? Lemishpat. We're oimed lemishpat. That we're shoykel within ourselves. Im yesh din lamata, ein din lamala. It's up to us. We judge ourselves. It's a day for us to judge. It's a day for us to go inward, to assess, and to figure out, like, how am I living? How do I want to live? Do I want to continue in the same way? Do I want to change? Do I want to be big, big, big? Lefnei Hashem Alekechem, says the Heilige Bas Ayin, Mamash, the deepest thing. Zukt Er, what does it mean that we stand on Rosh Hashanah in Din? For what purpose? because lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Because of how many times that teilechu, that we walked and acted and thought and spoke, lifnei, before stopping to ground ourselves in the reality of Hashem Elokeichem. That's the din. That we don't go with consciousness. That's what the din is about. Like we said, we already established that the whole Yiddishkeit is supposed to take place acharei Hashem Elokeichem. So chas v'shalom, if a person is not living aligned with that, and there's lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, we have to assess our inner world, and we have to correct that, and we have to come clean, and we have to commit to a year of walking, again, with confidence and strength, to do great things. I think we have among us an individual who did a great thing 20 years ago. He did a great thing. And I'm sure he's incredibly unique, but all of us are incredibly unique. Every single person has the capacity to believe that you can do something, shtel something avek. Like we said, how many thousands and thousands and thousands of hours in cities, and it will only grow, but as Hashem, it will spread. Can't think just in the UK. It's going to spread and grow and develop. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us all here for as individuals, to do big things with confidence, but with the consciousness of Hashem Elokeichem. Again, the main thing is before doing anything. What's the reality of life? What's the mitzvahs? Hashem Yisbarach Yizakenu Lezeh HaBechina. Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us with this Bechina, because this is the most important thing there is. Because this is the make it or break it in life. Because all of us will have varied experiences and different circumstances in life. And two people could have mamish the same kind of challenge and struggle. And it makes all the difference in the world whether one person is Achrei Hashem Elokeichem, engaging with that challenge, or Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. It'll be difficult and painful, but we don't have to suffer. Adam la amal yulad. But it doesn't mean that we were born to suffer. It means we were born to toil. And the difference between toil and suffering is whether or not we're anchored in a much bigger boat that can carry ours, so that we don't have to do all the work. Kiviyachal. And that ship is the Ein Sof, is the infinite one. So I, with all of my pekalach and my challenges, and so I think I'm carrying them. And it's true. But if I'm also being carried, so then it makes things a bit easier. Achrei Hashem Elokeichem, then teilech. So this is what the din is on Rosh Hashanah. Then amazingly enough, Rosh Hashanah functions in and of itself vis-a-vis the year. This nekuda, I don't know, there's music playing out of here that's staring. Can I? Just go ahead. I love music, but everything has its right place. Rosh Hashanah functions as a day vis-a-vis the coming year as an opportunity to pause and to ground ourselves in Hashem Elokeichem. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. So we're about to launch into a new year, and all of us have goals, and all of us have different things that we want to do, and Rosh Hashanah is the day to stop and to remember, before we set out on a journey, what is our destination? Because if we don't know where we're going, one thing is absolutely certain. We'll never get there. And so to stop on Rosh Hashanah before we go into the year with all of our objectives and motivations, v'chulei, Hashem Elokeichem. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Let's take a look at Rav Tzadik HaKohen, right in the beginning of Tzikas HaTzadik, which fascinatingly enough, it's all a long story. Rav Tzadik, you know, was a non-chassid, to use a politer term. A whole long story. Heter Meir Rabbanim, not getting into the whole thing now. He took a tour around Europe to meet all different Rabbanim, and eventually he came to the Ishbitzer, the Heilige Mehashiloach, who was a former Talmud of the Kotzker. He spent one Shabbos there. He wasn't intending to become a chassid or anything like that. He was going around getting signatures for Heter Meir Rabbanim. That's a very complicated story. And he heard one little tiny tire from the Ishbitzer, one Shalashuddis, and he started howling, screaming. The Rebbe's pouring acid on my soul, mamish, cleaning me out. And he never left Ishbitz, he stayed there. So people think Tzikas HaTzadik is Reb Tzadik's main work of Hasidus. Must have been after like 15, 20 years. It's one of the most radical, it's one of the most sharp. Fascinatingly enough, Tzikas HaTzadik was written 1 year after Reb Tzadik came to the Ishbitzer. It's a pella, 1 year. That means that in that short period of time, the shift and the transformation that took place in Reb Tzadik's worldview is Ein L'Shire. Mamish, just an interesting anecdote. I was very shocked to find that out. So Tzikas HaTzadik, right in the beginning, the Pasuk says, Brachas L'Rosh Tzadik HaPasuk in Mishlei. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends brachas down the Rosh Tzadik, says the Tzadik. L'kach Maseches Brachas HaScholas HaShas. He says, for this reason, we begin Shas with Maseches Brachas. Why? Could have begun with any other Masechta. Why Dafka Brachas? She'ikra kol, because the main thing is another Pasuk. Da eselike avicha va'acharkach avdehu. We want to engage with serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tayra mitzvah smaisim tayvim ha'shloshe devar ma'ilam aymed. But there's a premise that needs to take place first, and that's called Da eselike avicha. This is something similar to what we spoke about, if you remember, before Shavuos. We spoke about Berichas HaTayra. Da eselike avicha, and then avdehu. But first we have to be aware of the bigger picture. Shitzarech leida lemi oyved. That we have to have on our consciousness, who are we davening to? Because that's the premise of tefillah. V'zeu ha-bracha lefnei kol masa, and this is why we make brachas. Le'yached kol ma'isav la'Hashem, before doing anything, a birchas ha-mitzvah, a birchas ha-shevach, whatever it is, a person stops, again, before doing something, and grounds himself, and Hashem alekechem, then you can eat that thing or do that thing. Telech. In all of the paths of life, in the Beis Medrash, out of the Beis Medrash, in the Shul, out of the Shul, all of life, with all the spiritual moments and all the mundane moments, life, as life, is an opportunity to become more conscious of the fact that all of this is an illusion, and that in the truth, we're mamash living, like we said, in the womb of divinity. And this is what the bracha is. What's the shir for chinuch when it comes to brachas? Hashir ba katan sheyadeh lemi mevarchin. That in order to begin to be mechanech a child in brachas, the shir is that he should know lemi mevarchin. So why is that important? Because that's what a bracha is. So if he doesn't know that there's a concept of lemi mevarchin, why we make a bracha, so then it's the opposite of what the premise of making brachas is. Masha'en ki mishar mitzvahs. This is lav dafka the shir for the rest of mitzvahs. Ein ha-shir she'yeda l'mi menichin tefillin v'chiyotzes. It's not true. He doesn't necessarily need to know for whom he's putting on tefillin. It's a different thing. But the gedder for brachas is, you absolutely have to know l'mi mevarchin, because that's why we make brachas. Mevur. Sha'abracha ikra yediyah l'mi mevarchin sha'alkein noista. This is why we have brachas. V'zeu aschalas haknisa l'tayra. And therefore, when we begin Shas, and if we hear Be'ezus Hashem, we start a new set of 20 years, Be'ezus Hashem learning. So at this moment, we also have to be mekadesh the tchila, because we're about to embark, Be'ezus Hashem, on many more years of learning. So again, another opportunity. We stop, we pause, and we remember. We begin Shas with what? Maseches brachas. Very deep. I don't know. It's an excellent question. There are brachas that are midiraisa. So the pasuk Bereishis Bara Elikim is a diraisa. That's how you start. Tarsh v'ksav. It's also Bereishis Bara Elikim, right? Rashi, why didn't we start with the mitzvahs? We begin Shas with Maseches Brachas. Why are we learning? Why are we putting on tefillin? Why are we coming to shul? Why are we from Yidden? Not just because our parents were and their parents were. There's a Bechina of Elikei Aveseinu. But first is Elikeinu. Elikeinu is our God. He's our Kadosh Baruch Hu that we want to connect to. We have to build a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we begin Shas with Maseches Brachas. Hashem's awareness of Hashem comes first. How does a person come to Yiras Shamayim? Doesn't mean to tremble and be fearful and stressed out and anxious. On the contrary, we said this morning in a Valitzia, and the whole tachlis of Torah is that we shouldn't live in a state of Bahala, not that we should. Torah is not meant to make us so crazy that we live life in a Bahala all the time. The whole purpose of Torah is to help us relax. To help us be calm. To help us go with emunah and bitachon. So how do we come to that level of Yiras Shamayim? The Shivisi Yudkei Vavkei Lenegdi Samed. Everything in life is an encounter with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He put me here, not me. Noyach Leila Adam Shaloi Nivra Misha Nivra. It's on Him. I'm on His cheshbon. He sent me here as a shliach. So I have a mission to do. But without stress. That's the real reality that's taking place without stress. Shivisi Hashem l'negdi samed. And when we do that, says the Marinayim, we don't have it here on the sheet, but the Eilig HaMarinayim says just a small sharf of Torah. On a simple level, it means that David HaMelech says, I put God before me always, wherever I go, Hashem. Says the Marinayim, the Eilig HaTernobler, Shivisi. A Jew who's living in such a way, shivisi, it's the same to him, equanimity, shaveh. It's the same, whether it's yudkei vavkei, which means the chesed of Hashem, or even lenegdi, when sometimes life seems to be against me, shivisi yudkei vavkei lenegdi. Those two things are tamid, they're the same. By a yid who's plugged in, achri Hashem alikeichem ben teilechun, makes no difference. By David HaMelech, a yid who's plugged in such a way, it's all okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fear teveld. V'ainu brachay shekulam maschilim b'loshen noichach. Okay, it gets into a little bit of a different Indian here. We don't have time. But now comes the most important thing, the most important part for the last few minutes that we have. Be'ezus Hashem. The beginning of a thing gives us the opportunity to stop and to pause and to ground ourselves in the big picture vision. What our objective is, where we're trying to head, what we're trying to accomplish. And if that's what Rosh Hashanah is, as we embark on a new year, we have the opportunity to stand with total consciousness for 2 days, to be aware of this reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, so that we have to really deepen our understanding of the mission statement. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here? Ultimately, all of us know the 613 minutes. All of us know what we need to accomplish, but why? What is the tachlis of all of this? What is the tafkid? What's the purpose? So let's take a look at the Heilige Likutei Halachos from Rav Nosson, Zechus Yagen Aleinu. Let's read a few lines and then we'll conclude for this time. He says, V'zeh v'chinas kriyishma. This is an aspect of Kriya Shema Beped Daika, that we have to speak Kriya Shema Daika with our mouths. We have to speak out our emuna al yedei amiras Kriya Shema b'hamayim b'chol yoyim every day. With our physical fleshy mouths, not just on the level of our machshava. Why? Why is it so important Daika b'peh, even Limud HaTorah should also be done b'peh, chayim l'moytzi'eim, l'moytzi'eim b'peh. Zebachinas, this is an aspect of that which we are going to sing over the Yom Neiroim. V'avisa tehila migushe afar mikrutze chaymer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you didn't just want that on the level of my machshava I should be thinking holy thoughts. You wanted, Chazal say, Akir Sosayim is also called a maisa. You wanted physically in this olam atachtoim, in this physical world, you wanted that I should be mefarsim your elokus. You desire daika, human beings, with all of the vicissitudes of life that make us human beings and not angels, because angels are perfect, and to be perfect would be the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended for me and for you. Because then we'd be malachim, and then He wouldn't have created us. So the imperfection and the challenges and the limitations and the confusions and the not knowing what to do all the time, that's great. That's l'chatchila, that's not b'diavad. That's a gevalt. Good. That's what He created, a human being. that Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest tainug and his shashua is that this world should also be seen as filled with elokus, like we spoke about. That's why we have to speak out our amuna with our mouths, to scream it from the rooftops, to let the whole world know. Yadata yoyim ashivoy selavavecha. Hashem alikim ashamayim imav al arz mitachas ein oid. Kya yidi adibor koyrim umafarsimim alikusi yizbarach afilu b'fnei dari mata. Sheyidu kulam kya Hashem alikim, because we have to proclaim it to the world. Because that's what Hashem wanted, that daika in this physical oylam agashmi, in this oylam of sheker, in this oylam of hester, it should be revealed that be'emes, Mole elikus, mole elikus. Just have to know how to look deeper. See beyond the surface of life. Via Ikri concludes, Lahari Bidari Mata, Shize Ikr Shashuav Kanal, to those that are in this world, the Dari Mata, the other human beings, to speak to other Yidin about Emunah, to be mechazik each other, to speak with each other, mamash about life, not just about the details of the shir that we just learned, which is also incredibly important, but mamash about life, be'emes about life. And again, not about what happens to be going on in your life at the time, or what happens to be going on in that person's life at the time, but about life bechlal. Life, this experience of being alive in this world, bechlalius, to have conversations about that. It should be the most important topic that people talk about. It should be the most common thing, because it's the most important thing. If that would be the main thing that we spoke about at Simchas, you get together with somebody at a chasen and you sit down and you talk about the tachlis, the purpose of life. The tachlis. Why are we here? To remind ourselves, to be mechazik ourselves, because it's so easy to forget. It's so easy to forget. With this we'll finish. The pasuk says, "Yimali pi tihila secha." There's an aspect of yimale that when a person speaks out amuna with their peh in the olam shuffle, in the olam gashmi, there is in that moment an aspect of yimale. Something became filled that was previously void or empty. Bebechina says the Heiliger Rav Nosson Schusia Gunaleinu that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava for when he told them Pru Uravu Umilu Es Haaret, didn't just mean that you should fill the world with children. Of course it meant that. Al Pipshat. So much deeper. Maybe the most important pasuk in the whole Torah. Who knows? Umilu Es Haaret is the tachlis of life. That there's artsius that for many people is mamish empty, that there's no godliness and there's no ruchnius and there's no deeper reality and it's just life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being. Umilu Es Haaret. Fill it up. Recognize the way in which it is full, in which it is saturated with meaning and potency and energy, in which it is hurtling toward redemption, and we're expected to play a part in that. Recognizing that the whole world, every part and particle and facet and factor of life is saturated with Hashem's presence. And just the pasuk in Yeshayahu literally uses these same words. That the ultimate objective, we have to look in the Nevi'im. It's so important to learn Navi. So we look in the Nevi'im, we see where we're supposed to be headed. What the world is supposed to look like that we are, mamish right now, creating. Sheishis yamim tavar v'sisa kam lachtecha. We're in the Elif HaShishi at the very end, before Shabbos Kodesh. This is the world that you and me are busy constructing. We have to look at the blueprint. We have to look at the Pesukim and Navi to see what the world is going to look like. Says Yeshayahu, that at that time there will be no element of lowliness, ego getting in the way, people fighting, pettiness, smallness. Why? Because finally we'll have been accomplished the objective for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created humanity in the first place, which was Umilu Es Haaretz. Memela, at the very, very end of history, after all of our contributions, each of us dealing with our own particular circumstances and trying to do so consciously, which means Acharei Hashem Alekechem Teilechu. So then we're going to come to a place where Umilu Es Haaretz, Umala Aretz Deas Hashem, Kamayim Liyam Echasim. I want to wish everybody, Be'ezus Hashem, a year filled with the energy of Lemancha Elokim Chaim, that the one that gives us life gives it to us so that we should recognize what life is about, what life is for, and to carry on with our learning, and to carry on with our avoda, with consciousness, with calm, with presence of mind. Yishav Adas, we should hear Besuras Tavis Be'ezus Hashem. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi Yaakov, for your very kind and warm words and inspiring words. Dodi Itchkovitz called me last week and said, you know, next week we have the 20th anniversary for the Torah Way. He said, I want you to say a few words. I said, me say a few words? Those of you that know Dodi or remember our beloved Rabbi Shimon Itchkovitz, who used to be a member here, used to come regularly to Torah Way, know that you don't say no to an Itzkowitz. I want to give a big shvach v'edor to the Rebbeinu Shleilem for enabling me to be part of such an amazing Kiddush Hashem of Start Your Day the Torah Way. I want to say a big thank you to each and every one of you that come every day. All the hundreds of people that listen live, download, watch online, the amazing Torah Way Shiurim. Someone said to me, he made a cheshbon that there's close to 20,000 Shiurim between the Shiur beforehand and afterwards, and the evening Shiurim that Simcha Shadme runs, and very much appreciate everything that Simcha does for Torah Way. I regularly bump into people who say to me that I listened to Torah Way, people from abroad. I had somebody who said to me he travels 40 minutes to Manhattan every morning and he listens to Torah Way and he enjoys Torah Way. Wherever I go, I hear people coming up to me saying how they appreciate the Torah Way and it helps them and enhances their day by starting the day the Torah Way. One Rav called me up from London who is a Rav of a community and he said to me, thank you for the Torah Way. I said, why? He says, one of my congregants, unfortunately, sitting in prison in Texas, I think he said. He says, and I regularly email him, and he emailed me back, and said, the other week I asked him, I said, tell me, are you being kavei itin haTorah? So he answered on the email, he actually sent me a copy. He said, I'm not able, he says, the environment here doesn't allow me to learn. It's very hard, I'm not in the right frame of mind. But what I do is, every day he has access, he goes on to something called Start Your Day the Torah Way, and I thoroughly enjoy all the Shurim. And thank you again for all the Rabbonim that spent hours and hours preparing all the Shurim and enabling us to make the Torah Way the success that it is. One person came up to me on Shabbos and he thanked me. I said to him, you don't even come to Torah Way. So he said to me, actually, I used to come many years ago, but after me understanding that it's not going to disturb my day and it's enhancing my day, I went on afterwards to Kollel Balabatim. And I think that we all can take part of the credit of all the Torah that's being learned in the morning. We've introduced the idea of being able to start your day the Torah way, to be able to cut away an hour of our day, half an hour of our day, to be able to learn Torah. I don't know if those of you that remember, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, Machzik Hadas used to get locked at 10 o'clock in the morning. You couldn't get in here. 5 o'clock in the evening after Maariv, it was locked. Who would have ever dreamt that today there's so much Torah being learned in the morning, not just here, but in other places. And I think it's all of us together here that are part of this amazing Kiddush Hashem. And I would like to thank you for that. Just a couple of more words. I just want to say a big thank you to all those that have helped, especially those that helped at the beginning of Simcha Folder, Menachem Adler. A special thank you to Shmuley Isler, who spends hundreds, if not thousands, of hours over the years in downloading and spending time online on the downloading Shurim and putting it onto the website. A very, very big special thank you. A special thank you to all those that are bonding that in the evening, Reb Yossi Moore, Reb Shlomo Weisbart, and even Reb Lezer Halpern. Who gives halacha shir, Reb Yossi Chazan, Reb Shimon Kaplan, they all started, and Lahav Melchayim Chayim, Moshe Kupitz, but those, the three Rabbanim that helped us start right at the beginning, I want to give a very special thank you. One more thank you is to Mrs. Ruth Collins, who spends many hours every week in preparing the most beautiful posters that really, I think, gives us a chashivas, and a very, very special thank you. And if I may, if my wife is listening or watching online, I just want to say thank you. She supports me Thursday evening. She knows that for 2-3 hours every Thursday evening, I'm panicking, filling the last minute, sure, and calling Rov after Rov after Rov. Every soul will be able to, he says to me, it's Thursday evening. So I just want to say thank you, if you're listening, for supporting me and enabling me to be part of such a Kiddush Hashem. One last thing is, I'd like to introduce Reb Dodi Itchkovitz. Just wants to say a couple of words. Reb Dodi Mamish has been a supporting, not just Torah Way in Manchester. He started Torah Way in London. He's been amazing in just constantly giving us chizuk and making Torah Way a national sort of share that so many thousands of people participate. Reb Dodi is just going to say a few words. He's come specially from London. And a very, very special thank you to Dodi for everything. Thank you.
You said Thursday evenings you give Torah away and that's it? I think we need to ask you to get us some speakers, because in London there's no work on Thursdays in the office, and Baruch Hashem, the help I have at the moment with Josh Frankel, he's upstairs, downstairs, and we just spend most of the time together phoning Rabbanim. As you mentioned, you've got to be creative to try and get speakers to speak. The speakers who don't want to speak, for the first time, once they're good, they come back, that's okay. But the harder it is to get a speaker to speak, the better the Joshua is. It's a fact which I've never been disproven. And as we can see, as Menachem David sent me a voice note before I came in, he said somebody said that looking forward to him, Dodi Itzkowitz is speaking in Torah Way. Well, firstly, I'm not speaking in Torah Way. I'm speaking the Shia this morning was Rabbi Yaakov Klein, a good friend of ours from London, and that was the Shia, and I'm not giving a Shia. And I can't give a Shia, because in London, I don't know about Manchester, the rules of which Balabatim can give Shiurim is a bit different to Menachem David's. But we have to have a line, otherwise Klein Hara would have to set a Torah in many more locations. But the rule we have is a Klei Kodesh, a Magid Shir can give a Shia. But anybody who is a regular participant of Torah Way, welcome to give a Shia. And I'm not a regular participant. I do not manage to go as regularly as Yankee Wiesenfeld and Dudi Rosenberg and even Josh Frankel, who's given one Shia on Keteira, so we're waiting for part two. So I'm not Zeicha to give a Shia on Torah Way, maybe one day, but that's not today. There's two ladies who need a very big refuah shleima, and I've asked them both if we can say one capital Tehillim. I feel that it's a capital Tehillim, which we're thanking Rabbeinu Shleilam for this momentous occasion, and B'schus this, they are very close to Torah, both of them. So can you say Mizmeh L'Soida? Mizmeh L'Soida, Hariyu L'Adinoi Kol Aretz, Ivdu Es Adoi Nebesimcha, Boi L'Fon Ev Bernana, Du'u Ki Adoinoi Hu Erehim Hu, Osa V'loi Anachnu Amoi, V'tzoi Marisei, Boi Shor V'Soida Chatzeri Tzav B'Sela, Hoidu Lai Baruch Hushmoi, Ki Toi V'Adinoi L'Elu Chazdei V'Adoi 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 Everybody, Nachum David, and the attendees. Nachum David mentioned before, and I want to start with this because I don't want to forget it, and I've been given 5 minutes and I've already gone over. I just want to give a personal thank you to Mrs. Ruth Collins, and the reason I do is because it's very nice we see what's up on the wall, and it's like a share, somebody gets up and gives a share, but we don't know what goes behind that. Rav Shmuel Simons once spoke on Torah Way in London, and as he was coming in, he says, Dodi, 15 hours I prepared for 30-minute shiur. And I felt bad. But he was willing to do it. Now, I know Ruth Collins for 20 years. I can attest that if not for this lady and her dedication, Torah would not be here today, because it's the amount of attention she puts into the posters to bring out the best in how it looks and presenting what Torah is, which is a choshev azach, which is something where Rabbanim are speaking, and when she's on holiday, she doesn't work, but for Torah Way, she does. When she's in different time zones, she will find the time. That's your slot. She doesn't do that for any of her clients. Torah Way is something she's taken on, and I can full Yasher Koyach to her from London, from Manchester, and I think from everybody who's benefited from Torah Way. And we all say thank you for the Rabbanim and everybody else, but I've said this in London, and yes, we thank the Rabbanim, we thank the Magid this year, but there's many of Shurim and they can speak everywhere. It's the attendees who come, not those online, but that's also good. But those who come in person day in day is the reason why Torah is where it is today. Not because I'm crazy and speak to Rabbanim and drive them mad and get photos and Nachum Dovid doesn't have his Thursday night and his wife supports me in that and so does my wife and mine. Everybody who comes, if they wouldn't come, there'll be no share. Having said that, Menachem David did phone me a few years ago and he said, Dudi, the numbers are dwindling. What should we do? So I reminded him what he told me. Menachem David told me, even in the early years, he said that, Dudi, even if there's four people, or if there's three, if there's two people, there's a share for two people, we don't know where that's going to go. We have Torah Way. It's the kavias of Torah. It's not the Torah Way share, and it's not Torah Way. It's start your day. That's what it is. And when Menachem David also told me again, later on, he asked somebody who left the share, like you mentioned before, where's he going? He went to Chavruzah. Menachem David was genuinely happy. He said, that's the biggest nachas I get. Somebody who comes to the Shia and doesn't come because he's now learning Bechavrusa. So we're here just to, you know, accommodate and facilitate that there's a kavias which will stick through whenever possible. So I just want to say, I haven't started my Shia and I'll keep it even shorter. Firstly, this week was sponsored by Luli Nishmas, my father, Rav Shmuel Chotz Ben Avram, whose Yahrzeit is coming up, Chof Hei Nissen, the 10th anniversary, the 10th Yahrzeit. As I was sitting here, Rav Shlomo Klein said to me, about 19 years ago, obviously you were one of the Balabatim, or maybe you are, Rav, I don't know, and you were speaking on Torah Way. And straight after the Shia, he gets a phone call. Who is it? My father, Oliver Shalom. Where was he? Inverness. Thank you for the Shia. You made my day, and off he goes. Inverness. Taka Anes. So that's what we can see. That's the thing. So I just want to share something, a story which I heard, and I verified it, and I'm not going to sound our Pesach Kron, and I am very deeply grateful for everybody who's helped me prepare this and put this together. But we had Rav Shlomo, we had Rav Shlomo Landau, sorry. Rav Shlomo Landau, he spoke on Torah Way this past Thursday. And he said, I came a bit late, and he said a story for 25 minutes about Dr. Richards and a lesson for Rosh Hashanah. And then the last 5 minutes, he gave the lesson. And I think it's an amazing story. And therefore, I'm not going to say it because you've got to watch it or listen it, because the way he says it, it's fascinating, and I wouldn't come close to that. However, straight after the show, I said, you're here, it doesn't make sense that you're here, and you've got a few minutes, or when's your flight? 1 o'clock, right? Phone the schools, Baruch Hashem, we got him into Pardes, and they put him together. It was after, we made the flight, Baruch Hashem. And this is the story he said to them. And again, I checked it with him. He sent me a clip of it, and he sent me a link of this story, which a Rav in Williamsburg said 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I don't know if it's hit England. And if it's hit, then it's worth listening to again. And I hope I can say it in the right way. But Bekitza, there were two boys from Williamsburg, two Hasidic boys, and they had strayed. Their closest Yiddishkeit wasn't what they were brought up to, and they were quite far away. So they decided one day they'll get together, Chaim and Yaeli, and they want to go on an excursion. They want to go on a thing. They want to go to Anchorage in Alaska. And from there, you take a small plane and you go over to some island that you see beautiful in Floy Sabira, and you can do Izbeidudus, and I'm sure the guitar with Rabbi Yaakov Klein and all the thing, and you can, Mamish, you can do what you need to do there. Maybe that's where they wanted to go. Fine, so off they go. And they get on a plane, and They get there, then you've got to take another plane, $400, to you find somebody like him, you know, take it, off they go. On the way back, they've had a lovely time, they've come back, and they stop off the island, and then somebody they had met on the way said, where are you heading to? They said, we're going to Anchorage, it's on the way back, that's where we take our main flight back. He said, look, I've been a pilot for 20 years, I got a plane, what does it go? $400. I'll give you for $200. So they're a bit nervous, $200, Every Hasidic year, any year, like a deal, $200, no problem, and off they go. They get into the little plane, and they take off. It's about an hour's journey. About 20 minutes into the journey, there was a lot of cloud, a lot of thing. They went through a bit of turbulence, and before they knew it, they realized that they were sitting in the back, the driver, the pilot, was slumped over his wheel, over his controls. Shaking, shaking. They couldn't move and they couldn't do anything. So he had his headset on, he grabbed the headset and Chaim started shouting, whoa, so you don't talk like that on this frequency, but it sounds like you're in trouble. Switch over to channel 1, 2, 3. So they switched to the channel and he started again, oh, we're in trouble, we've got control, we don't have to fly. So they said, you need an emergency, what's happened? Fine, give me 1 second. About, I'm sure it felt like eternity, a voice comes on, clear, crisp voice. Hello, good afternoon, relax, calm down. The moment you're still in a flight mode, you've got a few minutes, tell me what's happened, explain to me. So they explain, and he said, okay, fine. He said to me, look, I'm an experienced pilot and director, and my job now, because I've been flying for years and years, is to guide and help people when they come in a situation to try and help them out of it. But I want to tell you one thing. And this is the real statistics. I'm telling it to you not to frighten you, because to explain to you how important it is to actually listen to what we're saying. 90% of such situations do not end up well. So we want to get you safe on the ground. Listen to everything we're saying. You don't understand it. You're not a qualified pilot. But do your best. You can't even do your best. You can't make a mistake. You're not that, and you don't know what's around you. You don't know what's going on. First thing, we need to move the pilot. Fine, explain how to move the pilot away, don't touch anything, sit down. Okay, fine, they were going, and he was listening, and they were, they were getting there. A voice comes on about 15 minutes before they're due to land, and he says, Rabbi, in 5 minutes, I'm warning you, in 5 minutes, you're going to see a peak of a mountain. You're going to be coming in, and there's a peak of a mountain which is going to be in front of you. And it's going to look like you're crushing. And you're really, really, really going to want to pull the rudder and go all the way up quickly, because that's what you naturally do, because that's the only thing I've taught you and you can see and you know. Do not touch a thing or listen to anything. Do not do that. And don't. And they were, okay, fine, no problem. He knows what he's doing. And he goes and a bit further and they see 2 minutes and they see this big mountain and they see the snow-capped mountains and they see, some climbers at the bottom and it's going to crush. No, I can see it. You can't. I'm telling you, I'm in front of it. No, don't. Coming over, he says, right now, pull it a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. Just don't. And they got over it. They were okay. Fine. Comes the landing and he said, look, landing is also, it's very foggy in the night and rainy. You're not going to see much. It's going to be a blind landing, as they say. But do this button, press that button. Kitza, they got down, they got safely, Baruch Hashem. They went to a hotel. They were there, they just weren't ready to carry on their journey. They needed a break. So they went to a hotel and they went in and Hodel Hashem, already feeling a little bit more inspired. At 1 o'clock in the morning, knock on the door. So Chaim looks to Yoeli and says, have you told anybody we're here? Nobody even knows we went away. No. So Yoeli says, do you know? Somebody's knocking on a door. So they go to the door. Who is it? It's me. They recognize the voice. The voice was the instructor on the plane who had been guiding them. So open the door. Wow, I want it. So nice you come. Thank you. He said, what do you mean? I do this the whole time. I don't see 90% of my people. But 10% I wanted to see, I wanted to understand you, I wanted to I explained to you why we went this way and that way. Had we gone up all the way, there was a plane on top, and don't ask what would have happened. And you listened, you managed, you got there, and I just wanted to have seen you, so I worked hard, you worked hard, live your life to the fullest, and he went. The boys at this stage, they headed back to New York, and this was the first step of their return to Yiddishkeit, and today they're keeping more than they kept when they went on. And because they realized, and we all realize, that deep down there is a voice, and deep down we know what we are being told, what we are supposed to do. And it's not for us to panic or to do this or to do that. And when things are rough and things are tough, and one thinks one should be trying to do this, from whatever they might be, don't deviate. And then one day, Kol Doidi Doifek, that will be the Rabbeinu Shleilam. The Rabbeinu Shleilam will come and say, oh, you're my 10%. Like these boys find it, you're the 10%, and you will You know, that's the message of the story. True story and a very powerful message for us coming in to Rosh Hashanah. But I find this very much connected to Torah Way. Why? Because we have it every morning. We all set our standards. We all set our Yiddishkeit. We all set things that we will and won't do. And where's the line? Everybody has their line in their place. So let's say you want to say, right, I want to be kaveritim in the morning. Right, we'll have shirim in the evening, Baruch Hashem. But if we were to say, and we were to kaveri that shir, whether it's a shir, whether it's a chavos, whether it's coming to the shir beforehand, or whether it's afterwards, or in London we have dirush, or whatever it might not be. But if we tell ourselves, that's what we're taking on, and that's what we're going to do, and we're steadfast in that, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you. And if we compromise in that, maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam will compromise in what He wants to give us, or what we think we want from Him. And that's why I feel it's so important to have this program. And London are indebted. Menachem David calls Torah away, and yes, Menachem David, fine, I'll take it on my back that I took Torah away from Manchester, which I'm very proud of, and I miss dearly. But you know, to take it from a local to a national. And the bracha I give to us and to Torah away and to everybody else, and if Ruth Hatzlacha with this, take it international, and this is where it needs to be. Yes, we need to find those who are going to be, you know, to work hard on it, but the bracha should be, we should continue, Meir Remeina, Meir Remeinu, Torah Yerushalayim, next year, Kasim Vasim Vateva, and Shkayach. Thank you.